Hey everybody, just wanted to real quick have a thing at the beginning of this episode. You may have noticed this is a little bit late, this episode, and our next episode is also late, and there's an episode we actually recorded before this one that is also late. And I just wanted to apologize for the lack of scheduling. I've been way busier than I expected, and I've had very little time to actually put these podcasts together. So these next three episodes that are going to come out kind of rapid fire, one of them's kind of fine, but two of them aren't going to have very much editing. I know I usually add like the pictures of the teams, maybe some extra other things in there. It's probably just going to be just straight a shot of Calder and I talking, and also the timestamps in the description. Probably not going to have them for these three episodes. Might have them for the one-off video, because there's this episode, then there's the week, this is the week one episode, then there's the week two episode, and then we're going to upload our mid-season power rankings from way before stage three even started. So that one might have some timestamps, but the week one and week two episodes will not have timestamps, just because I just got to get these out. I'm overthinking. I keep thinking about how much editing I'll have to do, and then I'm putting it off even when I do have time, which I don't have much of. So I'm just going to get them out because they're irrelevant now anyway, so I may as well just get them out. So my apologies. We'll get back on schedule after these three are out. Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the episode. My apologies. Do you want to be eating a chicken finger at the beginning of the podcast?
Up to you. You press record.
Yeah, but it's either I press record and this is the podcast, or I wait 40 minutes while you eat this one chicken. You could have eaten this while I was talking about the games.
Didn't want to. And we're done.
Couldn't play. What a horrible thing to do to me. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I'm joined by Calder Amos Wood. Calder, it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a little while.
The off stage. The mid off season,
didn't treat us well.
We had one podcast and then we recorded a second one, and then, I didn't upload it.
Yeah, sounds like you.
So,
got him.
Yeah, we recorded a mid season power rankings podcast. So, this episode will go up early in the week. We're recording this on Monday, June 10th. I'm in moron.
Fuck off.
But we'll upload this episode early this week, and then we will upload the mid-season power rankings video that should have been up a while ago. We'll upload it later in the week. But enough about the past. Let's talk about the present.
Live, eat, love. What's it called?
No, I'm pretty sure it's called live, love, eat.
Live life, laying.
Laugh, what's eat. That's mine.
What's the Ellen thing?
Ellen?
Live, laugh, love? Fuck Ellen, dude. She looks too much like me.
That's the most true thing you've said. I said let's talk about the present, but first let's talk about the future. There's been a lot of rumors going around about Overwatch 2. Now, every time I see the title Overwatch 2, it makes me want to gag in my mouth, because it's not going to be called Overwatch 2, and there's not going to be an Overwatch 2.
There's not going to be one? Definitively?
I don't think there's going to be an Overwatch 2. I think that what people are calling Overwatch 2 is going to be just a story mode game.
So an expansion, basically?
Yeah. Kind of like, I don't know if you know the Uncharted games, but I feel like...
I've never heard of those.
They released Uncharted 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then as kind of an offshoot of Uncharted 4, they released
Uncharted 2.
Nope, they released Uncharted Lost Legacy, which was its own game, but it was kind of like a smaller game.
Wasn't that on Vita?
Nope, that was Golden Abyss.
Oh, so they released two other ones.
look at that smile.
I did go to the dentist.
Did you?
No, I need to.
Oh, my teeth are dirty. Well, breath smell bad too.
My teeth are dirty like a Rascal Flatts tour bus, am I right, boys?
So my hope and my prediction is that it's just a story-based thing. Maybe co-op, but my guess is single player. Don't like what you're doing right now. If you're an audio listener, you're lucky.
I just switched the camera to myself just so I could see what I look like.
Oh, man. Well,
I'm with you on the it'll just be like a story mode thing.
Because some people are saying like, ooh, Overwatch 2, new, it's a new multiplayer game. No.
That's not going to happen.
That makes no sense. Okay. If you think that and you're listening to this podcast right now, first of all, leave. I'm joking. I have something to say to you, and then you leave. If your mind isn't changed by this, then leave. But if it is changed, then you can stay.
Just say it.
Why would they release a new multiplayer Overwatch game if they're still putting time and effort into this game? They've put a bunch of time and effort into this game. They've massively funded an esports league around this game that is growing and doing well, and they're trying to grow more and more. Why would they throw another multiplayer game into the ecosystem, splitting the player base? Because not everyone's going to buy Overwatch 2 if it's that, but some people will. So it'll split the player base, make things even more difficult, queue times even longer than... Anyway, it just makes no sense. I don't see any reason why they would make an Overwatch 2.
What if the plan is Overwatch League 2? Start another Overwatch League based on Overwatch 2.
So the next piece of news that we're going to talk about is... That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. What a dumb thing.
Contenders. Okay, I'm sorry.
Contenders is that, actually. But,
it doesn't have a 2 after it.
Oh my gosh. If anything, Contenders is Overwatch 0.5.
So I think we can agree that it'll just be Overwatch story mode. Or probably have some dumbass mission title, but Overwatch story mode.
It'll probably be like... Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they called it Overwatch story mode or Overwatch archives or something like that.
Oh yeah, archives probably.
Or it wouldn't Overwatch. Be story mode. And here's the thing. Do you think that they would then keep releasing games for story-based games, or do you think they would just add to that story game, adding new stories?
Probably just add to that one, honestly. Like adding new missions?
Maybe. Like, but the only difference is adding to story games is basically like making, like Jeff talked about how making a story mode for Overwatch would be like making a whole new game. But even with that, adding to a story game is basically like with Overwatch, when you add content, it's not like you're programming a whole new thing, right? I don't know. It's just different. Like adding a story mission to a story game, you're basically making a mini game. You're not just adding to it. So I feel like if they did do that, I'm not saying that that's not going to happen, but if they did do that, I feel like it would be paid. Like it would be paid added stories, where it's like the base story game's like $40, and then for each additional story they release after that, it's like $10 or $15. I don't know.
Yeah. 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 And it could be a tie-in with like the main game, and they release it at archives time, when so it's just like maybe like the prelude to the DLC mission that you can buy and add to story mode.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, we should move on.
If you finish the campaign, then you get like a special skin in game or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But anyway, that's cool. Now let's transition into what I thought was sad news, but honestly, it's somewhat happy news. Kodak of the Atlanta Reign has opted to go back to Atlanta Academy. He basically said he'd rather go to Contenders and refine his skills and really work on a team actually playing than kind of ride the bench. And he says he's still going to be at the Atlanta Reign house and he's still going to be providing help to them, but he's just going to be playing for Atlanta Academy. Now, as of recording this, there has been no confirmation whether he's on a two-way contract or whether he's just straight up going to Atlanta Academy. But my guess is, because you can only have two players on a two-way, and they already have Gator and Funny Astro, my guess is he's just straight up going back to Atlanta Academy, but he's probably keeping his Overwatch League salary, is my guess. Because I don't see why... I don't know.
Well, the salary... What's he make? Probably 50... He's probably making the minimum, so $50,000. I'm not sure if Atlanta's... Like... They'll probably be okay.
Yeah, they're probably... They live in a massive mansion.
Yeah.
But,
so... You know... It's a good move for his career overall. Because sometimes you do need to take a step back to...
Yeah. And there were some bench warmers from last season who were good players. They just never played. And now they're not in the league anymore.
Yeah. So it's probably better to keep playing than sitting on the bench.
Honestly, he'd
be... barely screaming.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's back in the league next season.
Yeah.
It's just... As of right now.
Also, the Houston news... Immortals, I think, is it official that they bought Outlaws?
Yeah. Immortals bought Optic Gaming. But there's something weird about Outlaws. It's like because Immortals owns Valiant, they can't own Houston. So they have to sell Houston or they have to run Houston, but it has to be not associated with Immortals or something like that.
That's weird.
Because, yeah, you can't own two teams in a league. Otherwise,
yeah,
you
well, that makes sense. But I didn't know that they owned Valiant, too.
Yeah. So, there's something weird there. I just feel so bad for the Houston boys because no matter what you say about the roster or the coaching or whatever, it just sucks to be in a position where you don't know where... You don't know what's going to happen to the team in, like, a couple months' time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they don't know who owns them. They don't know who they answer to. It's just all bad. Anyway, it's good that they're getting better financial aid. I just don't know where they're going to go. Some people say that Houston's going to become a Chicago team.
I don't think they'd... Especially since Nate and Andrew left, I don't think they're going to... And the plan wasn't even to expand either, so I don't think they're going to do that with localization coming next year.
Yeah, and Houston has one of the biggest fan bases. I don't know if it would be worth making a Chicago team. Because they're probably going to purge basically the entire roster.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, whatever they do, it'll be another free space for players to come up. So, chance for Kodak there. Also, someone just buys the entire Fusion University team. See maybe. How they do. Try maybe. To be another runaway.
Maybe.
I fucking closed the tab with the jerseys in it.
Oh yeah, let's talk about jerseys.
That's the next thing that we're gonna talk about.
So we've complained time and time again about how bad Fnatic's jerseys are.
And did you see the post jerseys like yesterday where the kid washes it once in his IDK?
Yeah, he washed it once and the number just peeled right off.
It's like, okay.
And he said, my mistake. And someone in the comments was like, nope, Fnatic's mistake.
Not your mistake.
You
should be able to wash things.
But yeah, it's kind of bad. Not just their jerseys, but just all Fnatic's Overwatch League merch just seems to be low tier. But They seem to have found some sort of a workaround. Because I'm sure it's in their contract that no one other than Fanatics is allowed to produce and manufacture the jerseys and blah, blah, blah. But it probably says something like official jerseys. So technically, Into the AM, who does make the jerseys, it's just Fanatics does the printing. Into the AM seems to be allowed and able to make alternate limited edition jerseys, and they do all the printing and everything, and apparently they're high quality and it's actually good. Like, the names are actually printed on the front, everything's actually like,
this is by Into the AM.
Yeah, all of it's by Into the AM. They even say, like, if you go on the store, like, instead of just being here, one sec, let me see, instead of just being men's Sabiel B Black New York Excelsior 2019 Overwatch League limited edition authentic third jersey, it says men's Into the AM Sabiel.
Oh, yeah.
So they're really trying to push, like, don't worry, guys, this is the good stuff. So if this is a good workaround, and honestly, some of these jerseys are really good looking, because this is also kind of a peek into what jerseys would look like if, like, it wasn't just a uniform. Now,
I'm sorry, so much.
I say we go through them and say which ones we like best. Are you on the page that has Jonak on the front and then it just has all of them lined up?
It's just on the home page.
Just go to shop.overwatchleague.com.
Okay, I'll go back.
It's just literally on the front page and they're all lined up.
It's got Jonak and Hydration next to them?
Maybe. But like,
I think I'm right. But it goes like Atlanta, Boston, Dallas.
But, like, do you see all the jerseys where they're all lined up? Like, Baby Bay Fusions, Mickey, Say a Player. Okay. So let's just go down. Do you like Atlanta's?
Vaguely.
I like
I'm in the middle.
I like Atlanta's. I didn't at first. But I do now.
I don't get the color.
It's because Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia is, like, the state of peaches.
Deep cut, but okay.
How's that a deep cut? That's where they're from.
No other... I guess the Spitfire's kind of like that.
A lot of them do that. Like, Outlaws is like a throwback to, like, Houston baseball tees or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, what would you rate Atlanta's out of 10? I used to not like the peach color, but I honestly like...
5.
Really?
I think that's my dead middle jersey.
Atlanta's one of my favorites of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because I like Atlanta also.
I mean, you're a homer a little
bit. So I'm gonna give Atlanta's a 7.8.
Okay.
Boston's, it's fine.
3.
Yeah, I'd give it probably a 4. It's slick, but it's not cool. Like, it's clean, but it's there's not... Dallas, I'm going to give a 1.
Dude.
It's literally... I get what they're going for, the jet black thing, but it's literally gray with black on it.
I know.
The only thing that's not gray or black is the Jack in the Box logo, which is white. So it looks like their team Jack in the Box.
They could have done something so much cooler, too.
Yeah. They could have done... I don't know. Your logo is blue fire. You could do so many cool things with that. Now we'll just make it gray. My guess for that one is literally they were like, hey, do you want to, you know how we asked you if you wanted to make an alternate jersey? You got that? Oh, shoot, we have to do that. Just go with some jet black trash.
Well, the thing with these are is the Chinese teams in Vancouver don't have one.
Yeah. Apparently they were asked, but they opted out.
I guess the team might have to pay for some of it.
Also, Hangzhou has one.
Oh, not...
There's 5 teams. Hangzhou. It's
Vancouver,
Chengdu, Guangzhou,
Shanghai,
and...
Oh, this is going to be painful.
Shoot, it's probably...
Well, we said Vancouver. Oh, Washington. I don't know.
One of the forgettable teams. Now I feel
Seoul.
Seoul.
It's very forgettable number one in the stage right now, boys.
They're actually doing crazy good. Anyway, so yeah. Fuels
Dallas
is bad.
Is trash.
One. Florida Mayhem. I'm gonna give that a hot 9.
Really?
That's literally the jersey we've been asking for since the beginning of season one.
Not me, baby.
You like McDonald's colors better than that?
No, I just wish their jersey was like, I don't know, I don't like the black. I've never liked the black.
Well, they can't go pink and blue. Also, I love the black. I think it's way better because it looks super like, I don't know, Miami Vice. Black background,
I'll show you what I've wanted.
If you're going to send me it over Discord, I can't see it because then I have to minimize the thing and then it screws up the formatting.
I just want it with white, dude.
That would have liked so it with white. Bad.
No, it looks so good.
Okay, it wouldn't look so bad. But, okay, what I'm saying is this looks great for a home jersey. The away jersey would be white anyway, and that would look good too.
Not what this is.
No. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, he's angry, everybody.
This is literally the jersey that we've been asking for.
Well, don't say we, because it's not me.
I'm saying we as a collective, the fans of Overwatch League. Clearly, you are not one. What I'm saying is, we wanted pink and blue, but then Hangzhou Spark took it, so we went, you know what, next best thing, black with pink and blue highlights. Boom, they did it. I think it's good. I give it a 9.
What? 6.
Actually, you know what?
You like this more than Atlanta?
I give it a 9. I'd more likely to give it... I'm more likely to get Atlanta's. You know what? You're right. What did I give Atlanta? An 8.
7.8. 7.8?
Okay,
Not a big deal.
Then I'm going to give Florida's an 8. I'll bump it down 1.
It's weak.
I think it's good because it's what people wanted, okay?
You don't have to show the shit on the podcast, but you can just look at the jersey I sent you, dude.
I will at one point.
Oh, you're a bitch.
Hangzhou
Spark.
I actually really like theirs.
Yeah, I think they're about a...
I'm going to give it an 8.2. I think it looks better.
Oh, you like it more than Florida's now.
Yeah. What do you mean now? We've looked at four of the jerseys. The best jersey
that's ever been created.
No, I didn't say that. It's just you said it was garbage, like, dog trash.
Oh, the Florida jersey is so
good. I just don't understand how you could say it's bad when it's...
It's not what I would have done.
Oh, we're going to do everything according to Calder's agenda now.
We should, because it looks like dick.
Anyway, Hangzhou's, I think, is really slick.
I'd probably give this. Yeah, I'll give it a...
I don't like the black. I don't like the black. 7. That's what you said for the last one, but...
Here's the thing. I generally don't like black jerseys, because there's so many other colors in the world besides black.
Yeah, but black goes well with certain things, and I think black goes well with the pink.
Here's the thing. It's an alternate jersey, so have a little fun with it, dude.
They did. That's their other thing. Their other colors are... Okay, you literally just said have a little fun with it, dude. Florida's jerseys are red and yellow, and they made a jersey that is black, pink, and blue. Literally none of those colors.
Black's a boring color. I like Hangzhou's... I like the Hangzhou Spark like base jerseys, like normal jerseys, more than I like this one. Would you agree with me on that, or are you going to fight me on that?
I'd say they're pretty equal.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I said.
Yeah, what I'm saying is... All I'm saying is... Florida's isn't bad for having black when you literally went, I don't like black, and then you went, black is good sometimes, and then you went, have some creativity when they literally use none of their original colors. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is you're wrong and you're bad. And I think Hangzhou's is... what did I give?
Here's what I'm going to say.
Hangzhou's is an 8.2.
I'm going to give you one last point on this one.
And then I'm going to disagree. 15
jerseys were released. 1, 2, 3, 4, you don't have 5, to count them all. 6, 7, 8, oh, 9. You could say 10 because Fusion and Shock are both a lot of black on them. Let's say 10 out of the 15 jerseys are black, dude. That's not creative.
I will say this. My guess is they didn't know the... Like, why would they know the other team's jersey designs? They were all probably like, oh, we're probably doing something different with going black.
You want to know what's a creative one? Atlanta, London, Gladiators, Houston, dude. Those are creative. Those are fun.
Agreed.
I just wish they, like... I sound angry now. I'm not angry.
You are angry, very clearly.
Past tense. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I just wish they were more like fun. Black's not fun. Florida has some like fun colors on it, but the fun colors are in a sea of black.
Here's the thing. I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Famous.
If 10 of them were not black, but Florida's was still black, I think you would like it a lot more.
That's not a prediction, by the way. Just gonna put that out on a limb.
Well, what would you call that? A guess?
Just
an opinion. An opinion.
I'm gonna say a statement.
I'm gonna say an opinion.
An opinion. Yeah, an opinion.
I think that if there weren't 10 black alternate jerseys, you would think Florida's is a lot better, even if it was still black. Because it would be like, well, that's cool. It's kind of like black with neon on it. That's cool. It's just since there's only 5 with not basically all black, it doesn't seem to stand out.
Can I give you one last thing I'd change about the Florida jersey? Then we move on to whatever the next team after Hangzhou is.
Okay.
Houston. I would have made the name like one of the neon colors. So that it was like not a black background on the name.
I would have kept it white, but I would have made it like neon.
The background of the thing is like one of the neon colors, and then maybe keep the name white or black or something. Or I don't know. I just change it. I just, too much black. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I think it's a good jersey. Thing. It's just it doesn't fit in with 10 other black ones. And then Hangzhou's is very good. 8.2. Houston's. It's more creative, I like it. I don't think it's super cool.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was talking about them being creative. It's good. I like it. I don't like Houston very much. So maybe that's just clouding my judgment about the jersey. Like, I don't like the green. I'm not really a fan of greens. Are you going to cry? You're wearing a green shirt right now. Are you
okay? I'm wearing a black shirt.
Yeah, it's got green on it.
Get green on it. Okay, then the mayhem shirt. Then the mayhem shirt isn't black; it's blue because it's got blue on it. That's your logic right there. All right, and you just hit the desk because you know I'm right, and you're smiling about it.
Here's the thing.
Houston, 6.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I don't even know what I gave the other jerseys anymore.
London. Apparently, London did this because. Like Spitfire planes in the war, they painted them pink to blend in with the sunset for like recon missions or something.
Yeah, so you could kill some fucking Nazis, dude.
That has some meaning behind it, boys. That bumps it up a little bit.
I'd probably give this one a 9.
It's really?
Like yeah.
Wowie zowie. See, even though there's some coolness to like the story, it's still just a pink jersey.
But it's not, though, because it's got the big plane on the side and the lettering is different. Or not really different, but it's like spaced differently, placed differently. There's the name under the logo, which I just noticed on their left shoulder, right? Left shoulder, which is cool.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of everything. Everything you're saying about this London jersey is more true about the Atlanta one, and you gave that a 5.
What are you talking? Everything I was saying specific things to this jersey.
Yeah, but the things that you said about the jersey.
Dude, Atlanta's literally says cock on the side of it.
That's true. But other than that,
there's not a single advertisement on this jersey.
Ignore
Logitech on the sleeve.
Yeah. Also, the things that you said about the London jersey were.
Why do you always have to disprove me all the time? Just let me say stuff.
No, all I'm saying is, dude. All I'm saying is the things that you said about the London one were there's the big plane on the side. Atlanta has their giant logo on the side. You said they've got different lettering and lettering under the logo on the name. They have their name on the side. They have the
player's name under the logo on the chest. Atlanta has a fucking peach, which means basically just asshole. That's what that means. Everyone knows. Peach, it means ass.
All right, we're going to move on.
You're just... Here's the fucking thing, dude. I'm trying to have a good time. We're trying to have a silly goose time.
Goose?
We're trying to have a silly goose time here. You come here, I say things, and you go, oh, but here's the thing. Here's why you're wrong based on what you're saying. Just let me have a silly goose time. Just let me have fun for once, idiot.
We literally agreed on the Outlaws one. I'm only disagreeing with you on the ones that you're wrong about. Anyway, London, I give a 6. Or wait, no. Yeah, London, I give a 6.
I hate you.
Gladiators, I like it a lot. I don't know if you noticed, but if you look closely, there's like a matador skull or something like that. There's like this a cool matador? Design. Not matador, I'm saying wrong thing.
There's some Spanish shit on it.
That's what I meant. It looks kind of cool.
Well, I actually didn't notice that it was a whole picture. I like that, actually.
It's subtle. I like it. It's basically the Gladiators Legion jerseys, except with that little flare added, and it says Los Angeles Gladiators on the side. I don't know. I think this is a really... this. If you told me that teams were releasing alternate jerseys, this is what I would guess most of them would be like.
Or what they should be like. Turns out they all like to be black, so it's...
But what I mean is... I don't know. It's still their base color, but it's just designed differently. You know, this is what I would have guessed all of them would be like. So I'm going to give this an 8. I think it's very good.
I give this one a 9.
Okay. Valiant.
Oh, am I wrong? Are you going to disprove me?
I agree. I agree that I think that's a good rating. Valiant. I guess it's cool. Yeah, it's not that cool. Valiant, I give a 5.7. It's all right.
Did you like that?
I burped at the same time.
Yeah, it's just...
I do like their little like LA 5. With the wings. That's kind of cool, but that's basically the only cool thing about it. 5 yeah. point whatever I said. New York's. Just going to go out and say it. I know you don't like black, but New York, I'm going to give a 9.8.
Yeah, I like New York.
I love New York's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the skyline peeking through the logo is really cool, and they do the numbers with this weird line thing. I don't know. I think New York's is really, really cool.
I haven't seen the back of them yet. Let me see the back of this. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I like that.
I like New York's. Actually, you know what? I'll give New York a 10. I think that's my favorite of the jersey, so that makes sense to give it a 10.
Yeah. I don't know which one's my favorite. Is Jonak wearing pajamas in this picture?
I don't know.
He's literally wearing pajamas.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, New York's good. Even though it's black.
Okay, what would you rate it?
Yeah, 8.
Okay.
Yeah, am I wrong?
No. Paris's is slightly better than Dallas's, but only slightly, so I'm going to give it... 3-2.
Yeah.
Two.
Paris is a 2 for me, dude.
Paris is a 2.
But gray or not gray. Cruz looks dummy tick in this picture.
That is true. Now Fusion. At first when I saw it, I was like, that's cool, but it's literally just a ref shirt.
Yeah. Just stripes. And
so I'm gonna give that
fun about it?
I'm gonna give that a 4.
Yeah.
It's just fine. Shocks, I feel like it should be cooler. I don't know, man. Shocks.
There's something wrong with the Shock jerseys this year. Like that gray one they have now. We talked about this before, but their new home jersey, I don't like it very much. I like the orange so much better. This camo is weird.
It is strange. I don't know. The Shocks is fine. I'm going to give Shocks a
It's a six. 5 for me.
For me, it's a 6. It's. I don't think it's bad. It just could be a lot cooler.
It's just like, I saw it and I was like, I really wanted to like it, but I couldn't.
All right, Toronto.
So hot in it, though, dude.
That's true. Always. Toronto Defiant. I see what they're going for here. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cool idea. I like what they did with the logo on the chest.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah. And I like that it's got some... You're going to say, oh, Atlanta did this too, but it's got the 6 stuff with the city. And you know I'm a soft spot for Drake, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You seem just angry at me. Are you angry at me?
No. Not at all, actually.
Are you angry at the Justice for this absolutely dog trash jersey? When they
Except here's the thing. I also thought it was bad. But then someone told me that they did something really cool with the flag on the sleeve or something like that.
Whoa, that makes it really good now, dude.
So, I don't know.
I don't see...
At least this one has a little bit of color to it.
Yeah, it's got the red... It's not a 2 like Paris.
I'm going to give it a 3.
I'll give it a 4. Because, like, they have the red number on it. And if this was the only black jersey, you'd be like, okay, that's cool.
That's true.
But it's got, like, this fucking... gray shit from Dallas. It's got the Valley and it's got the Paris. Valiant's not all black, but it's like one step above.
Yeah.
All black. I don't know.
All right. So I think we can unanimously agree least favorite is Dallas. It's just bad.
Yeah.
And then which one's your favorite? I guess because I gave it a 10, my favorite's New York. But I also want to give a shout out to Atlanta. Atlanta's is really nice.
I think mine's between London and Gladiators.
Gladiators is probably 3rd for me. I do like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
that took way longer than I thought because we argued about meaningless garbage trash. My apologies.
Now it's okay. I forgive you and me at the same time.
I forgive you and me.
You want to kiss to make it better?
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Moi, moi.
Moi, moi.
Moi, moi. You didn't. All right. We're going to talk about a couple teams. Not too many because that went a little longer than expected. But one team we have to talk about is Atlanta. Speaking of their pretty decent alternate jerseys. Atlanta had the toughest week they could possibly have. They had to face Shock, and then they had to face Titans. And everyone was like, they're going to get absolutely creamered, 4-0, Atlanta bad. Mm-hmm. And then out comes Atlanta, punching up towards their opponents. Everyone's like, oh, those New York wins were flukes. No, they say. No. Atlanta brought it to map 5 against Shock. Unfortunately, they lost. There were 2 key moments I can point to where they could have won the whole thing, mm-hmm. and then they did not do that.
Give me your 2 key moments.
First was on Watchpoint Gibraltar. Yes, Watchpoint Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
They were on their push. They were either almost at where Shock pushed it, or it was just their push.
Shock finished. I just watched this. Like,
well, I mean, like on their second go around.
Oh, okay.
But I think they were almost at where Shock pushed it, is my mm-hmm. guess. But they were on the cart. They were almost there, and then some of them got booped, mm-hmm. and then in an attempt to protect them, Puckpo backed up. And I don't think he realized that there was no one on the cart, and it was basically only him on the cart. So he backed up, and then the over time, Wick just whizzed by, and they, it was kind of a C9, kind of not. They got booped.
Well, yeah, like, there's a reason for why it happened. It's not like they just ran away.
But, like, it could have been helped, is what I'm saying. So, that, and if they got that, they would have won the whole thing. That would have been the third map to win. Mm-hmm. But then in map 5 on Oasis, second map, second point of Oasis, this was kind, this also wasn't really a C9. There were three people on the point. They had, it was 99-99, I think. They had just let Shock flip it back, but they were fighting on point. They were winning the fight. I think it was Sinatra and one other person left. And Sinatra grabs the wall, sucking the three people who were on point off point, and then they lose. Now, some people could argue that I think it was Dogman and Daco were... No, Daco was sucked into the grav. It was Dogman and one other person were not there. They were just off point. Some would argue that it's their fault because they weren't on point. But there were three people on point, so it's safe to assume, oh, they're on point.
Yeah.
I can go do this other thing. And then they got grabbed, and then they lost. And that was really and unfortunate.
Like, it's not like Dogman would have been completely on the other side of the point alone and been fine. Yeah. So if he was with them, he would have gotten caught in the grav.
Yeah. So yeah. At first glance, you think Atlanta lost. That's not good. But they brought it to map 5 and almost won it against Shock. You could argue Shock was rusty, but you could also argue that Atlanta's rusty. Like,
yeah.
So I think Atlanta impressed. I hope that this is them actually improving and getting better, which I think it is, and not just they play to their opponents.
Yeah.
Because some people are pointing to the fact that they lost against Guangzhou when Guangzhou was being really bad. But I'd also say that was like mid lull in stage 2 when they were transitioning a bunch of stuff. And then later in the week, they faced Vancouver, and it was a 3-1, so it wasn't as close, but two of the maps were very close. The one that they won, and then one that they lost, but was very close. So it wasn't as close, but this just points to they showed decently against Vancouver. That's a very good sign, boys. And I think
this
I've been talking.
This is probably the best they could do, while still losing both games.
Yeah,
like obviously you'd want to get to a fifth map against Vancouver, but like, if they're gonna lose both games, this is as like well as they can lose them.
Yeah, it's basically the best you could ask for going 0-2 in the week, and I think Atlanta's only problems right now are Dogman knowing when to trance and when not to trance, and Baby Bay knowing when to grav and when not to grav. Baby Bay's been getting slightly better at it, but it's he could still work on it more. But those are the two things that they need to work on. Their synergy is very good, and their ability to come back from fights is very, very good. And I honestly think that if they clean up those two other things, they could be a top 5 team in the league.
I can see that. It'll probably take a stage to clean it up. And this is a hard, like we talked about this before, but this is a hard stage for them.
Because they have to face Seoul Shock next again, week, right? Too.
They've got Seoul next week, who's been playing very well. Seoul, Shanghai, Philly. And then, no more Shock, but Toronto and Florida.
Okay, so it gets increasingly easier.
Yeah, but next week is still kind of rough, depending on.
I think they could take the Seoul game, but
we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to just super against Atlanta was interesting. I'm not saying that like he's the reason that Atlanta was close, but he was playing very aggressive and like kind of sporadic, which I don't enjoy because he's usually not like that. Like it seemed like he was trying to play like bumper, but didn't know how to do it. So he failed a couple times and would get picked early. Yeah. I guess that happens to Bumper too, but
it was very strange because Atlanta lost both of these games, but it seemed like a lot of Atlanta's players were outplaying their counterparts on the other team.
Yeah.
Which was very strange. Like in the Vancouver Atlanta game, Baby Bay didn't have a single grav eaten against Vancouver. That's impressive. And like, shoot, what was it? Daco outplayed basically both teams' divas. Daco's just been playing out of his mind lately. It's like, so Atlanta's core team is great. They just need to figure out the kinks, you know what I mean? And that, luckily, those are things that can be coached. It's not like we need to purge this roster kind of thing.
No.
It's those things can easily be learned.
Yeah.
So Atlanta, you lost both games, but very good week. And I might celebrate by getting an alternate jersey. I just don't know who's to get.
Get Dufresne. They still have Dufresne.
Well, that's the thing, but I have a signed Dufresne poster, so do I go with one of the players actually on the roster? I was going to go Baby Bay or Dogman.
Oh. I think you like Dogman more than you like Baby Bay.
I don't know. That's the thing. I've literally used Google's flip coin thing like 17 times.
That's not how you flipping a coin usually works, but okay.
I know. It's because I'll flip it and go, ah, but I want the other one. And then I'll flip it and it'll be the one that I wanted more. And then I'll go, yeah, but I kind of want the other one more. So then I think maybe I should just get the Dufresne one because that's an easy middle ground. And then I go, yeah, but I should get one of these other players so that Dufresne...
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
Basically, my brain dumb. Next
Here's
team,
a good thing, though. The shock ones is weird, so I don't have to buy it.
You don't have to worry about it. Next thing we're going to talk about is the Valiant because they had some roster switchy... Oh, yeah. Before we get into the Valiant roster switches, Fate is on Florida Mayhem. Doesn't seem to be helping them much.
It is the first week, but yeah.
And it did. They did face Soul. So. But Valiant, in their first game, they faced Shanghai. Shanghai's been on the up. And they lost. It seemed like Fact Fiction had some nerves on stage. Mm-hmm. But then in the second game against Chengdu, whoopee-doopee, Fact Fiction popped off and was very, very good and showed that he is an Overwatch League level main tank. So I think Valiant, we made this prediction in the mid-season power rankings thing, which will be up later this week. Mm-hmm. But I think Valiant will basically only have an upwards trajectory from here.
Yeah, I see that.
I mean, like, I'm not saying they're not going to lose a single game from here, but...
I think Fact Fiction's played more already this season since he did the entire last season.
That might be true, because he played all maps.
He's played an hour 36 last season, and then an hour 32, and then, like, a couple odd minutes on Wrecking Ball Larissa and... So yeah, I think he's played more this season already.
Yeah, because he played a couple select maps for Houston last season. Mm-hmm. I honestly really like Fact Fiction's story where it's like he joined Overwatch League as a backup, barely got played, went to Academy. Everyone's like, he should be in Overwatch League. He played on Academy, killed it on Academy. Mm-hmm. And then came back in on a different team, and now he's an Overwatch League main tank again. That hasn't really happened to any other players. Usually it's either they go to Contenders and they stay there, or...
They go to Contenders and they quit.
Yeah, or they just get traded to a different team. I feel like he's the first one that like made it to Overwatch League, dropped out of Overwatch League, and then made it back into Overwatch League. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think that's correct.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone.
Also, KSF has been doing fantastic. He's someone who we were talking about had the potential to really do well. It's just he seemed to have a lot of stage nerves, and he hadn't really shown anything. Mm-hmm. The nerves seem to have calmed down, and he's been consistently doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's Valley for you. Not much to say other than they're on the up, and it seems like even though the roster changes, like, you could argue Fate is a better player than Fact Fiction, but Fact Fiction is a better fit than Fate on Valiant.
Yeah. Do we wanna... Florida is still bad.
Yeah. Do we want to do any other talk about any other teams? I don't think so.
I mean, there's the Houston XL game.
Here, let's briefly touch on Chengdu, and let's do a real quickie-dicky on Chengdu, Paris, Houston. Chengdu, they lost to Guangzhou at their own game, which is playing a bunch of DPS. Guangzhou just did a better job, so that does not look good for Chengdu. And then they got demolished by Valiant. Paris is up 2-0 this week, winning quite decidedly against both Toronto and Boston, teams who were thought to be better than them, especially Boston. So Paris seems to be on the up.
Three quarters of the league were thought to be better than them.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it really means a lot. And also, Toronto and Boston have kind of been down, going down.
Well, Boston has only kind of been gone down in this week because they did pretty well last stage, I think.
Did they? Maybe I just forgot.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe
no, they didn't even they didn't do that well last stage.
Oh, maybe I'm just a big old dumb.
It was
brain.
The first stage they did pretty well.
But
yeah, first stage they got to stage playoffs. Last stage they were 13th.
Oh, well, Boston bad. And then the last team to talk Boston about trash. Is my boys on Houston. Rest in peace, Optic Gaming. They went to map 5 against New York. This is both very promising and soul-crushing. Promising because they went to map 5 against New York. Soul-crushing because they choked.
Absolute chokers.
Because they seem to think, hey, DPS is working.
Put them around an emo's neck because they're chokers.
Let's go goats. Houston, you got the potential there. It's clear that you can do it. And honestly, I think that if Bunker Comp takes over in stage 4, Houston will probably actually do quite well. Because they got the Jake Rat, and they've end up Muma's Orisa is really good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's really not much else to it. Linkser's good at hit scan. What else? Hog? Do they have a decent hog? Spree?
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll do better than
honestly,
they did last
Raucous,
day.
I think Raucous might be able to play.
Oh, Raucous plays hog.
Anyway.
That's up to the team to decide and for us to
and honestly, wonder. I don't know if Bunker will take over. I think that might just be a ladder thing. Anyway, those are all the teams we're going to talk about this week. There's some other notable ones like Souls doing some weird roster switches, and it seems to be working out for them. And
Philadelphia being
Philly
trash.
Is absolute garbage dog trash. And sorry, London is disappointing really. Somewhat. Not somewhat. They're just a little
I mean, disappointing to who, like, not to us, but to someone.
Yeah. Oh, I also want to say Hangzhou is proving that people didn't overrate them at the beginning of the league. They just needed some time to get going. Two more things before we end the podcast. First of all, let's do some predickies for next week.
Are we just going to say the teams?
Yep. Houston Shock. Shock. Shanghai Atlanta. Shanghai. I'm going to make a hot take there. I think that'll be close, but I think Atlanta will somehow pull it away. Dallas Chengdu. Dallas. Hangzhou, Vancouver. Ooh, I think Vancouver.
That's Vancouver.
But yeah. I think that actually has potential for an upset.
I think it has a fiver in it.
What do you mean a fiver?
Like a five map.
Oh, yeah. I'd agree with that. And I think it could go either way, but I think Vancouver will still manage. New York versus Paris. New York. London versus Toronto. I'm going to say
dude.
London. I'm going to say London. I don't think Toronto's quite there yet. They're still trying to figure out some roster stuff.
This will be Toronto's coming out party. How about that?
Okay. So your guess is Toronto?
Yeah.
Boston, Houston. I'm actually going to say Houston. I think This is where the tides will turn, baby.
Yeah, I could see Houston. Let's go with Houston.
Nice.
Look at that.
Gladiators, Philly. Gladiators. I've
heard it three times already, dude. Gladiators.
Ew, dude. Hangzhou, Washington.
Washington.
Hangzhou, unfortunately.
Hangzhou, actually. I mean, is what I mean. Not Washington.
But I'm sorry. Come on, Washington.
Do you want to do the prayer? We could pop the prayer.
Well, that's what the second thing was going to be. I said two things. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry I ruined it.
Seoul, Atlanta. Seoul. I think Seoul.
Yeah, I think Seoul wins.
Possible, but I think Seoul. Dallas, Vancouver. Vancouver. Guangzhou, Valiant. I'm going to say Valiant. But I think Guangzhou... Here's my prediction. The Guangzhou Valiant game is going to be a crush. I just don't know which way. I think it's going to be a 4-0 for one of the teams, but I don't know which one.
I'm going to go with Guangzhou.
Okay.
Because I hate the Valiant.
Okay. Shock, Seoul. Shock.
I think it'll be a tight one, though.
Yeah, I think that'll be a map fiver. Florida, Paris.
I kind of want it to be Florida, honestly, dude.
Well, let's see.
Let's do Florida. We're going to say Florida.
We're going to say Florida? I said Paris, but...
Well, you and I are going to say Florida.
I'll say Paris.
No, we are saying Florida.
Okay, Florida. Philly, Boston.
Nice, dude.
Boston. That Washington Gladiators. Washington. No, probably Gladiators.
We're going to say Washington.
Okay, we're going to say Washington. Speaking of Washington, we're going to real quick do a reading of Washington's prayer, and then we're going to end the podcast. We're supposed to do this at the beginning, but I forgot. All right, hands together for a prayer. A wizard young who art in Washington, to justice be thy name. Thy coaching come, thy games be won, on stage as they are in scrims. Give us this stage our single win, and forgive us our choking, as we forgive those who choke against us. And lead us not into throwing, but deliver us from Papagatir. For thine is the standings, the map record, and the glory. Until next season. Amen.
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 I don't know how you're supposed to do the cross.
Me neither. I've never done it in my life.
It's because I'm not Italian.
That's what it is. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Just remember that our mid-season power rankings episode will come out later this week. Sorry for it being so late. I've been busy and I've been lazy.
Smash that like button. Smash that subscribe button.
Share your boys with your friends. Bell. You know what I mean?
Crack that bell like it's the fucking Liberty Bell in Philly, dude. And crack it like their hopes of making the playoffs. We're out. Adam, click unrecord.
Also, this is might end badly, but Calder and I are going to watch the, not together, but Calder and I are going to watch the Toronto Raptors Golden State game tonight. Prediction? Raptors?
Raptors.
Because this is probably going up Tuesday, is my guess. So, Raptors win. Hashtag Raps for life.
I have no audio.
Bye. I have no idea. Okay, bye everybody. Love ya. Ready? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. I'm way too loud.